We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Thursday. It's almost Friday, but it's our Thursday, the Thursday Race Day show. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, the South Point Studio streaming network at YouTube. And we welcome everybody to join us on YouTube. If you can, and I know that we have our other platforms that I keep talking about every day as we welcome, we want to welcome everybody who's listening on the different platforms every day. But if you haven't tried out YouTube, try it. Just go to YouTube. In the search bar at the top, you hit South Point Studios, and then you get to the page where the South Point Studios is at. And, you know, we have more than just this show on the South Point Studios. We got Sports by the Book, Punchlines, and Gone Racing, and a lot of others. So then you get to the network, okay, the South Point Streaming Network, and then you'll hit the Race Day icon, the Race Day little picture there, and then you'll get right to the show here. And then after that, there's a chat box on the right-hand side of the page, and if you want to chat, just hit subscribe. It is free of charge, doesn't cost you anything if you haven't already subscribed, and then you can start chatting away with all of the other people that watch and listen to our show and chat while they're doing it. And it's very interesting because a lot of the chatters are handicappers on there. They give maybe their thought about a handicapping horse or two on the day, and they'll comment on what we might be saying here on the show. And it's really a lot of fun. It's good interactive stuff there, and that's the chat side of the Race Day Las Vegas page on YouTube. So just go to YouTube, South Point Studios, hit the Race Day page, subscribe, and you'll be chatting with us. And we'd love to have you chat along. Give us your ideas as well as listening to us on there as well. And, of course, we also welcome all of our listeners on the other platforms that we have, like here in Las Vegas, our radio station, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. 107.1 FM and Sports Talk 1400 AM do have, they simulcast, so you'll be getting us on either one of those. But Sports Talk 1400 AM here in Las Vegas are the exclusive outlet, radio outlet, for the play-by-play of the USC college football games and the Rams NFL football games each and every weekend on our anchor sports station that we have Race Day on. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world. We got all those dots there. And you go to the Race Day Las Vegas website. Nothing fancy, just down and dirty. But I can tell you this, that we do have an archive portion on there. So if you miss us on the shows, you can either go to YouTube. YouTube has it all day long that you can see and hear us on that with the archives. And, of course, our website at the Race Day Las Vegas also has that page that you can get to YouTube. And, of course, the audio as well, in case you don't get up as early as we do on the weekends or during the week at 7 a.m. when we start our time here Pacific time. And, of course, anywhere else you get your podcasting, et cetera. And we have taken care of the devices, too. Your iPhone or your Android, just go to your app station, your app store at your phone, at your device, I should say, and just download the app. And you can get us either at the KSHP app that you can hear us through the radio station, or the YouTube app that you can see and listen to us through YouTube, and, of course, any of the other great programming there as well. So we just want to welcome everybody to our show as we make our way through the weekend. It's nice and calm right now in horse racing as far as the big centerpieces are concerned. We're past the Breeders' Cup. Now we get into the portion of the year where we're kind of, winding down things, looking ahead to the end of the year. Awards with the Eclipse Awards for the top horses in their divisions, the top jockeys, etc., and owners and trainers. And then, of course, we ramp it up big time the day after Christmas with the start of what we believe to be a new year of racing, and that's the day after Christmas with the opening of Santa Anita, the traditional opening of Santa Anita. But there are some pockets of big racing days coming up. For example, in New York, of course, we'll have the last of the Grade One races, the Chicago, not Chicago, the Cigar Mile coming up. And, of course, the big Thanksgiving weekend down there at Churchill Downs, where they have several big stakes races there. But some of the tracks, for example, the Claiming Crown is going to be coming up on Saturday at Churchill Downs. The Claiming Crown will have eight Claiming Crown races for all of the divisions of the backbone of our industry, the claiming horses. Full fields, by the way, will be races 4 to 11 on Saturday to Churchill Downs. That'll be a lot of fun to play because a lot of people recognize associate themselves with some of the claiming horses in those races. We have mentioned before that Mike Maker has horses in the claiming races. I think he has, out of the eight fields, he has six in those races there. So he's got a lot of claimers in those races. And also coming up this weekend, an interesting race at Del Mar on Saturday, the Desi Arnaz Stakes, has only five entrants. They only had five entrants enter it. Now, this is for two-year-old fillies, the Desi Arnaz. Four out of the five are trained by Bob Baffert. And the odd one is trained by Tim Yakteen. So we have a little bit, talking about paring down. It's a little bit light there as far as the Desi Arnaz. So Baffert has a pretty good chance of winning that, I would say. Also on Sunday at Woodbine, the Kennedy Road Stakes will feature Patches O'Houlihan, which is a horse that's been winning a lot there at Woodbine. He's one of the favorites there. He will face just five others in the Kennedy Road. So you can see at this time of the year, they're kind of winding down and getting ready for the big thrust after the holiday. Also, at this time of the year, a lot of the horses that have been competing in the Breeders' Cup, etc., are going on their way to their next career, which is in the breeding shed. And so some of those will be taken off the racing circuit as well. So, you know, all in all, that's where we're at right now. But along the way, there are some big racing cards left. For example, tracks like Zia Park. Now, Zia Park, of course, is not a major track. It's one of the secondary tracks, but it has good competitive racing there. And Zia Park has taken the advantage, as many other racetracks of that caliber should, and race on the off days of the major tracks. So Zia Park's big days come on Monday and Tuesday, etc. Coming up on the 24th of this month. Now, that is just before, I believe, Thanksgiving. That's Thanksgiving week. Now, that's on a Sunday. But on the 24th, Zia Park will hold the $1,300,000 worth of quarter horse showcase races. There'll be seven of those stakes races on that Sunday at Zia Park. Then that Monday at Zia Park, on the 25th, they have the New Mexico Classic Cup, $1.3 million again in purses, over eight stakes races for thoroughbreds. And then on that Tuesday, the 26th, there'll be a $1.1 million worth of stakes races, seven of those that are highlighted by the Zia Park Derby. So you can see that they're going to take advantage of some of the off days. But that's a lot of money. You know, you're talking about almost $4 million worth of purses over a three-day period coming up towards the end. And, of course, as we say, the big Thanksgiving weekend as well. And they do have the what they used to call the Hollywood Turf Championship weekend, now at Del Mar. That'll start on the day after Thanksgiving. As you know, Thanksgiving Day, there will be no racing at Del Mar on Thanksgiving Day, something some of a departure of what they usually do there. Okay? So just keeping you on track of a lot of those things that are happening. Today is the mark of the last week of turf racing at Aqueduct. After this this week at Aqueduct, there will be no turf racing for the rest of the winter. And they're going to start out this last week of turf racing at Aqueduct with a pick six carryover of $51,725. $51,725 in the carryover at Aqueduct today, as they kick off, like I said, this will be the last week of turf racing there at Aqueduct. Now, as far as Woodbine racing is concerned, remember that they canceled the entire Sunday card last week because they had problems with their synthetic track, the taffeta footing, they call it there. There were several horses that broke down and were euthanized, so it would, the track was not in good shape, and the jockeys were complaining about it, as well as the exercise boys in the morning. So the last two races on Saturday at Woodbine, including a stakes race of those last two, was canceled. All right? And then they canceled the entire Sunday card at Woodbine while they were trying to figure out what the heck was happening with the synthetic racetrack. They worked on it with a lot of experts, etc. And so they said what they did was they did rototilling to the depth of 5 inches on the track, deep power harrowing treatment, whatever that means, and a gallop master, whatever that means. These were the treatments that they said they gave it. Again, they were labeled rototilling to 5 inch depth, deep power harrowing, and treatment and gallop mastering. So we hope that worked. Anyhow, they had galloped horses over that track Monday and Tuesday, and it seemed to go well. So they are a go for today at Woodbine. They'll be back racing at Woodbine today after that cancellation and the stuff with the synthetic racetrack. I don't know what the heck they were doing there, but let's hope it works because they are the experts, that's for sure, as far as the tracks are concerned. All right? Yesterday, our handicappers, Rich Ain came up with a winner at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis, he had the winner of race three, and that was number one Special Agent. Bet down from 3-1 on the morning line, came back and paid $480 there. Jonathan Hardoon's selection finished third at Churchill Downs, just got snapped for second at a nice price in that race there. The winner paid $17.68 at Churchill Downs. And some of the usual trainers there, Churchill, Joe Sharp had a winner. Steve Asmussen had a winner with his son, Keith, in the third race. That was the favorite of $5.30. Al Stahl and Eddie Canelli checked in. Mike McCarthy checked in with a win. Even Wayne Catalano had a winner yesterday. That was the $17.68 winner in Jonathan's race. Vicky Oliver got a win at $11.12. And as far as the jockeys are concerned, you had Tyler Gaffleone winning a couple of races. And Luis Saez checked in with a winner. And the pick six paid, I think, over $15,000 there yesterday at Churchill. All right. On today's racing show, we got Jonathan Hardoon with us, standing by for some handicapping. Rich Eng will be along with us. There is a Thursday night football game. It's going to be a good one, too, I believe. It'll be between the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. That ought to be a good game tonight. We'll get the insight on that game with Rich Eng and a selection on a horse as well. John Lindo will be with us to give us an update on that Southern California action. John Lindo has a sheet today, a Lindo report for Churchill Downs that's available here at the South Point Racebook. So he'll have a selection for us at Churchill. And, of course, Jerry Jay will be along with his selections at Aqueduct. So without any further ado, I'll get a nice drink of coffee and try to clear my throat, and we'll take our first break. We'll be right back on this almost Friday, Thursday, Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Getting back to looking at the racing cards and what's going on today. Here in Las Vegas, it's getting cold out now. Right now, out in the parking lot, it's 43 degrees here at the South Point. It's going to get up to 68 degrees, and that's going to be the kind of a span of temperatures throughout the week here in case you're making plans to come on up and enjoy some of what we have to offer here in Las Vegas over the weekend. It'll be down to the low 40s, high 30s overnight. And in the daytime, we'll get between the mid-60s down to the high 50s throughout the day. But so it looks like it's going to be clear and beautiful here as far as the skies are concerned. We're going to get a little wind, I think, over the next couple of days, a little breeze, which will make the wind chill factor a little bit less. But remember, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race and sports books here in Las Vegas. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, and as far as racing conditions are concerned, most of the Plain States and part of the Midwest is now clear. The storms went through there, but the storms for the Midwest right now are over the Great Lakes area, Ohio, Indiana. You've got Kentucky, etc., and the front is moving towards the East Coast. So for today at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, the track is sloppy. They have taken the one turf race they had scheduled on the turf off the turf. So you got sloppy conditions and off the turf today at Churchill Downs. Check some of the other tracks in that particular region for their track conditions as well. As far as Southern California is concerned, beautiful there. Great. The temperatures in Southern California right now, Los Angeles is 74 degrees, Miami 82. You got New York City at 51, Chicago at 56, and Denver, Colorado is 58 degrees and sunny there. All right, time to get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. As you know, we always tell you the first post times that we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that is where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be first post times that roll out in our race book here at the South Point today. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, same deal for you. However, for all of the other folks listening on the multitude of different time zones we have around the world, just adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Aqueduct Racetrack. Now, Aqueduct Racetrack, as we say, has a carryover in their pick six pool. The carryover is $51,725.05 to be exact. The track is fast. The turf courses are firm. It'll be sunny and about 45 degrees today at Aqueduct. So the turf course, the outer turf course will have races 4 and 7. The inner turf course will have race 5. And again, at Aqueduct today, you have a carryover, and it's fast, firm, and perfect there at Aqueduct. $51,725 and a nickel. Eight races today at the Big A. First post time is at 9:10. 9:10, first post at Aqueduct. Mahoning Valley Racecourse. They have eight races today. Their feature race is the $75,000 Leona's Reward Stakes at a mile and 70 yards for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up. That'll be the seventh race on the card. It is oversubscribed there. They have a small pick six jackpot carryover of $565 today at Mahoning Valley. First post time at Mahoning Valley today for eight races set at 9:45. Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. It'll be sloppy there. Sloppy racing, and the eighth race is off the turf. Nine races today. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $22,117. First post time at Churchill Downs today on the sloppy going is at 10 a.m. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 12 races, 10 thoroughbreds, 2 quarter horses. And of the thoroughbred races, there's 2 stakes races today. The $100,000 Miss Indiana Stakes for 2-year-old fillies at a mile and 70 yards will be the 8th race on the card. 13 are entered. Elegant Justice is the 4-5 big favorite in that race. And in the 9th race, the $100,000 Indiana Futurity for 2-year-olds at a mile and 70 yards. They full field there as well. In that race, the 2-1 favorite is Large Poor. And again, there are 12 races today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. 2 quarter horse races at the end of the card. Horseshoe Indianapolis, first post time is at 10:10. 10:10, first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Next comes Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. They have a pick 5 carryover. Regular pick 5, too. It is a regular pick 5 carryover, $18,597. That's big at Turf Paradise. That's their pick 5. Now, they do have a pick 6 jackpot carryover as well. That's only $5,053. First post time at Turf Paradise today is 11:40. The first 2 races will be quarter horses. Races 3 through 9 will be thoroughbreds. Again, 11:40, first post time at Turf Paradise. That, of course, in Phoenix, Arizona. Woodbine Racecourse, back in business today. They have a pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $13,804. First post time at Woodbine for their 8 races is at 1:50. Then we go to Delta Downs down in the Bayou. Delta Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 2:50. Penn National, with a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $7,091, has 7 races and a first post time of 3:15. Charlestown, pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $22,953. First post time at Charlestown is set at 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has 9 races and a first post time of 4:30 today. That's the racing menu for today. Now let's go out to Jonathan Nardoon standing by, knowing full well that when we bring Jonathan on the show, he has words of wisdom. Jonathan.
No words today, Ralph. It's a quiet day. Tell you one thing, the weather certainly has cooled off in New York. It's 44 degrees today, so keep that in mind. When it gets cold here, speed seems to take over, but watch a race or two and get a good feel for it.
Okay, well, we know that this will be the last week for turf racing at Aqueduct, and thank goodness today the turf course is firm. Everything looks good there. And I guess turf racing will be put on hold, of course, on a break until after the winter's over. When do they usually come back with turf racing? In February, March?
March, yeah, like March, I would say. Is it official that this is the last week of turf racing? Because there was a rumor, maybe not, but I don't know.
Oh,
I guess
well, maybe,
you, heard.
That, you know, no, the official is, you know, last week of turf racing. But with the rumor out there, you know, if they get, I can't see if they, you know, if they think.
It hasn't rained in 45 days
yeah.
here, Ralph.
I mean, you know, so, why not use the turf course if, you know, the weather is permitting?
I agree with you. I mean, they could always stop turf racing anytime they want.
Anytime they want. They could just say, off the turf, bing, gone, done.
Just ride the races if you're still able to do it. First of all, the turf races always give you full fields. You don't have any 5 or 6 horse fields unless they're stake races. But for the most part, turf races always fill up. People like betting them, and I would run it as long as possible.
And they're usually always nice driving, thrilling finishes there on the turf as well.
It's good racing. And, turf racing is good racing.
Yeah. And, you know, like a lot of the horsemen there have horses that are turf horses. And like Linda Rice, she's got to take horses that they won't be riding races for at Aqueduct. And she's going down to the fairgrounds where they will have turf racing down there.
Exactly. She's taking a small string, I think about 15 horses, and obviously they're turf horses, so she's opting to go to fairgrounds as opposed to going to Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to make their choice where they want to spend the winter.
Now, you talk about stakes races and light entries in stakes races. Southern California's got beautiful weather. It's going to be great down there. Yet we see the Desi Arnaz with only 5 2-year-old fillies in it, and 4 of them come out of Bob Baffert's spine. It'll look like an afternoon workout of Bob Baffert horses.
It's bad, Ralph. It's not good. It's certainly not good for racing. And, you know, you talk to people that know things that are going on in Southern California, and they're basically saying, get used to it, because this is the way it's going to be for a while until something big changes. So,
well,
not good.
I don't know what big changes can happen, but they have to start turning the corner sooner or later to get, you know, more beefy fields, et cetera. I will say one thing about Southern California and this particular situation down there. Del Mar, a few years ago, really stepped up and put that win in your in, not a win in your in, but the shipping bonus.
Right, shipping one.
Yeah, shipping one, the shipping bonus. Down there in Southern California, it really made the field's sizes bigger at Del Mar. And I know that Santa Anita, in some portion or another, followed up with it. And at least at least the individual tracks tried. But, you know, we do have a lesser population growth now with the thoroughbreds. I mean, the horse of the foal count is down. And when you have foal count down, it's just that's simple arithmetic. You're going to have less horses for producing in the races.
Yeah, but there's also other problems involved. First of all, they closed Northern California for the most part, so horses that would ship down from Golden Gate and Bay Meadows, I guess, are going other places. You don't see many of them really running in Southern California. The purse structure has really got hurt when they cut all the purses. Not only that, this particular meet after the summer, you know, horsemen don't really have any incentive to ship here unless they plan on spending the winter here for the most part because, you know, I don't know. The field sizes are small. The purses are not what they are at other places. So what really incentivizes people to come here? That's the problem. California racing is on an island. They're by themselves. It's not like East Coast where you got 7 tracks that could feed into one track. You don't get that in Southern California. And like you said, the fall population is down, so everything is trending, unfortunately, in the wrong direction.
Well,
they either have to, obviously, they need some sort of slots or something to compensate to help build the purses to incentivize people to come out there.
Well, you know, you got tracks like Churchill Downs and other places, and certainly those boutique meets like Oaklawn, and then, of course, when you get Del Mar and Saratoga coming, that they have no problem with the filling races. It's just the day-in and day-out monotony, I guess, of horse racing now. But on our big race days, you know, like just this past, you know, the Breeders' Cup, it was fun betting those races all week long. So there's an adjustment, I think, that's made in horse racing that we'll have to do with the new wave of the way things are going. And I'm sure that we will adapt. But for the most part, We have a pretty good racing card today at Aqueduct. The fields are mostly full there at Aqueduct today. And as you say, the ones that are on the turf are oversubscribed. So what are we going to do today at the Big A with that fast, firm conditions?
We're going to look at, and there's another carryover, by the way. Every Sunday seems to be a big winner in the last race on Sunday. Every Sunday there seems to be a carryover, so that's the case today. I like the fourth race today, Ralph. I like the number nine horse in here, Akela, four-year-old filly from the Brittany Russell barn. She ships back to Aqueduct, where she's had some success in the past. I like the rider switch to Irod Ortiz. I like the 8-1 on the morning line. I like number nine, Akela, to upset and win today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
All right, the fourth race, number nine, Akela. Now, 8-1 is pretty ambitious when you put Irod Ortiz Jr. next to it. However, Flavian Pratt is sitting on the 9-5 favorite in that race. And now with Pratt becoming a jockey that a lot of people are having a lot of confidence in betting-wise in New York, it probably will help the price on Irod's horse in that race. So you like the 9 Akela, the 9 Akela in the fourth race at Aqueduct. That is the second race in the Pick 6 sequence today, folks, with that carryover of $51,725. All right, now where are we going next? Churchill?
Let's go to Churchill. Sixth race today, a mile and a 16th on the main track, and number 5, Aladdin. Four-year-old filly from the Fergus Bogle barn, Jose Ortiz aboard to ride this one. This horse has a race at Churchill, 2 starts back, that wins this race. She's bred top and bottom to handle a wet track, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Aladdin, to win today's sixth race out of Churchill Downs.
All right, sixth race at Churchill, the 5, Aladdin. The 5, Aladdin. So you got an Akela and Aladdin working for us today. And that's in the sixth race.
I guess so, Ralph.
The sixth race, the 5 horse at Churchill. Sloppy going there. All right. We'll be looking at some of the races over the weekend with you as we move towards tomorrow and Saturday. And until then, unless you have anything else, words of wisdom you want to lay on us, we'll let you go.
That'll do it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ralph.
And don't forget.
Stay safe and be well.
Well, you got full sheets, though, at Churchill and Aqueduct, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, sir.
All right, you got it, my man. All right, we're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, Rich Eng is on deck, and he'll be with us, so don't go away.
Tunnel Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like, for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York, and I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. Visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Our chatters are chatting away, and we're talking about how the racing game has changed and the racetracks themselves have changed. There's a lot on the chat about the old days when they were giving away T-shirts and hats and all sorts of paraphernalia at racetracks, umbrellas and steins, and of course, the calendar giveaway that's still there, I think, at Santa Anita the day after after Christmas. And even one of our chatters were talking about in the old days in Southern California, He used to go out to the racetrack and wait outside the gate, and as soon as the eighth race was official, they'd let everybody in free for the ninth race there. It was those were some of the golden days in horse racing, that's for sure. The sport is not dead, but it is changing. All right, time to go to Rich Ng, standing by in Southern California. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Now, Richie, when you and I worked at Garden State Park, we were giving away something every weekend, coolers and T-shirts and all sorts of things. Every weekend, there was a giveaway at Garden State when we worked there.
Yeah, hats and jackets and all kinds of stuff. I remember you and Bruce Caselli used to put together commercials that we would air at the racetrack. And so some of those commercials were pretty darn good if you have them in the library, Ralph.
Yeah, I could say the one commercial that the president of the racetrack, his wife, put the kibosh on as far as getting it out there was the one we did with a girl and the beach towels, and we'll just leave it at that. But in any case, it was a lot of fun, that's for sure. All right, Rich, we got a football game tonight. We got, and it's a darn good. It's supposed to be a good game between the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles a big game recently over the weekend, and the Commanders the surprise team I think in NFL this year.
You're right on both counts. The Eagles and the Commanders, this is a battle for first place in the NFC East, Ralph, and this is the first of two games we're going to play within the next 5 weeks. So a lot's riding on it. The game's going to be at Philadelphia. The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. A couple angles in play. The Eagles, after a rough start to the regular season, have won 5 games in a row. And it sure looks like Coach Nick Sirianni has kind of cleaned things up, including the way he coaches. I mean, this coach is one of those guys who takes some gambles with analytics that really don't need to be. There's a term called taking the points. Nothing wrong with kicking field goals from time to time. So the Eagles favored by 3.5. The Commanders are playing great football. But last week they really had a tough loss against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ralph. And there was a trend, if you remember, over the last few years with Mike Tomlin coached teams with the Steelers. They are so physical that there was a trend that people would bet the team, the bet against the team that played the Steelers, because they just beat up on you on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And I'm going to take that angle. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles minus the 3.5. If you don't like the hook, I would suggest you buy that half point, knock it down to 3. But I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles minus 3.5 tonight.
Yeah, trend made us some money with the Eagles. They're just so Pittsburgh Steelers. They're so physical that the team that plays against them usually doesn't have a full week to recover from all of the sores and bangs and all that stuff there, and are pretty vulnerable the next week they play. And that's what you're talking about with the Commanders. So the Eagles minus 3.5. And with the tush push going on with the Eagles, so we'll see how many times they do that tonight. But you got the Eagles at home, favorite, laying 3.5 points against the Commanders. Well, we had a winner out at Horseshoe Indianapolis yesterday, Richie. What are we doing today in horse racing?
Man, it was a daylight winner. He won from here to there, Ralph. Yeah. I like that when that happens.
Went right to the lead.
Yeah, you know, when the jockey broke on top, I'm thinking to myself, maybe good, maybe bad, but the first fraction of the race was like 25 and change. I'm thinking, they're walking. They're not going to catch this.
The half was 50 and change, and it was on the turf course. You always worried about a two-turner on the turf with a horse going wire to wire, but he had no problem doing it. All right, we'll get back to today's pick.
I'm going to go to the opener at Churchill Downs. So this is an early time race, east or west here out. Mm-hmm. It's a maiden claiming 40 going a mile in the 16th. A horse who just got claimed last time out is the number 4, Come to Papa. The horse was claimed from Safi Joseph by Gennaro Garcia. But this horse has some back class races that are all fast enough to beat this group. Edgar Morales takes over today. Let's go with the number 4, Come to Papa, race 1, Churchill.
And that team, Edgar Morales and Garcia, teamed up yesterday to get a winner in the eighth race with Lucency. So they're working well together. So in the first race today at Churchill, remember, first race post time Pacific time is 10 a.m. First race today at Churchill, you like the four, come to Papa. And let's get him coming to the winner's circle for a bet here today. First race, the four at Churchill Downs. And Rich, we'll be back with you tomorrow with your Del Mar sheet as well.
Yeah, we have Del Mar three-day race week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Can't wait.
All right. You got it, my man. Thanks a lot, and we'll enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Coming up next, our closing act. You know what it is, John and Jerry, so don't go away. We will be right back and keep chatting.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Almost Friday Thursday. Now we go out to Southern California where Mr. John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. I guess Tim Yachtin spoiled the superfecta party for Bob Effort.
Well, not yet. He still has to hit the board, but you know, there are only eight horses nominated to Saturday's Dizzy Arnaz Stakes. I think six of them were trained by Bob Baffert, so no surprise when the entries came out, a field of five, four of those five trained by Baffert, the other one by his old assistant, Tim Yachtin.
Yeah, that seems to be that's the way it's going in a lot of two-year races in Southern California. Baffert with multiple entries in most of those races for two-year-olds, especially this year, huh?
Yeah, it sure looks like, you know, he's dominated the maiden special weight races, both the Colts and the Fillies, so it's no surprise he's got the horses for the stakes races there. You know, I don't know where, you know, I'm hoping we see some from Doug O'Neill or John Sadler or Phil D'Amato, but there just aren't a lot of other faces right now. Bob Baffert's running against himself to keep these races going.
And he's had so many winners in maiden two-year-old races this year throughout Santa Anita and Del Mar that he's got them backed up, that's for sure, as far as talent for those races. And but you know, it I saw a stat the other day where, of course, his two-year-old won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but in the five times that he sent a Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner to the Kentucky Derby, he hasn't done that parlay with any one of those five. So we'll wait and see about that.
Well, it's been hard for every trainer. I think what Street Sense was the last one to win the Juvenile and the Breeders' Cup the Derby. So it's a hard double to put together. I don't care who trains the horse or where it's from.
Yeah, I think there's only two Breeders' Cup Juvenile winners in the history of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile that went on to win the Kentucky Derby. Of course, Street Sense was the first one. My memory isn't serving me as far as the second one. It might have been Nyquist. I'm not sure. But in any case, it's a hard deal to do. But it won't be too hard to find Bob Baffert in the winner's circle after the Desi Arnaz.
I'm going to think he could probably watch the race down there from the track apron and save himself a walk.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, John, you've got a Linda report today for Churchill Downs, and you do that once in a while because of the light, you know, racing schedule right now in Southern California. On occasion, you'll put together a racing sheet, a Linda report for another racetrack during the weekdays, especially on Thursdays. You did it again today for Churchill Downs and their nine race card there at Churchill. And, of course, on big race days, you do that and other places for their big race days. Whatever Lindo report is published and out there, there's always one of those here at the South Point for the racing fans that come to the South Point free of charge. Whatever Lindo reports you do, they're here at the South Point and only at the South Point here in Las Vegas, distributed free of charge, complimentary to the race players. So they'll get a chance of getting a Lindo report for today at Churchill Downs. Track is sloppy, but we know how fast the Churchill Downs racetrack can dry out. I don't know if there's any more rain in the particular area there, but we'll get sloppy conditions. And, of course, the eighth race is off the turf. And in that race, your selections in that race, you have designations as far as the three selections you pick in that race. If it comes off the turf, if they like, whether it's the main track only or any type of surface.
Right. It was pretty likely they were coming off the grass today. So when I did the eighth race, I tried to designate, what surface I like these horses. And in the suggested pick four I have for the last four races today, I did two sets for race number eight. One if the race came off the turf and the other if the race stayed on. So trying to be prepared and give our people at the South Point the most accurate information I possibly can.
And that eighth race, by the way, has 17 entered in it. The 16 and 17 horses, I guess, were the horses that were hoping to get in the field if it came off the turf, and they very well might be. And if they do, I know that you have taken a look at those horses as well.
Yeah, their main track only, number 16, Navy Bell, number 17, Irva Dean, and I think they're the ones to beat now the race is off the main off the turf on the main track. Now they just have to draw in. I'm waiting for scratches. There have only been three scratches so far out of that eighth race. I only have two listed here, numbers 8 and 11. So there are going to be more scratches. I just don't have anything else updated as of right now.
Yeah, they'll be scratching a little throughout the first post time, as they are allowed to do on turf races when it comes off the turf. And I can also say that our chatters are just chatting a lot of memories about the old days at the racetrack when there were all those giveaways and guys would wait outside the gate and get in for free in the ninth race. Those were the days when people were chomping at the bit, no pun intended, to get and play the races.
But Ralph, you were part of that giveaway of the tote bag at Hollywood Park when Seattle Slew was out there in the sweepstakes. Drew 85,000 people. Yep. I've never seen anything like it at the racetrack. We got there a few hours early. We were on those old steel seats way at the top of the stretch out there, and it was a fantastic day. It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was after Seattle Slew had captured the Triple Crown undefeated. We got him, Bob Benoit and his fine publicity team, got him convinced to come out to California to run in the sweepstakes. And all week long in Southern California, the great Bill Shoemaker was touting, J.O. Tobin in the race against Seattle Slew. I don't know how many people listened to it, but J.O. Tobin won the race, and Seattle Slew got his first taste of defeat in that race that day with that huge crowd, John Hand. It was really a memorable moment, that's for sure.
I still have a $2 ticket. I never cashed in that race. You remember the old codes they had on the top of the card?
Yep.
And the letters were SLEW Slew, where it was the race code for that race at Hollywood Park.
Yeah, it sure was. That was a day in memory, that's for sure. Okay, we'll get a winner now to Churchill Downs because we are racing fans always, and we love those big days, but we also play the races even like a day today on a sloppy track at Churchill.
Let's go to race number 7 at Churchill Downs. In the 7th race, 5-furlong maiden race for 2-year-olds. Number 6, Donut God, worked out of the gate October 26th, and he showed the kind of gate speed you need to win a 5-furlong race. I think he's very, very quick, drawn in the middle of the field. If he breaks, I think this is what he wants to do. He's 8-1 on the program. I would take half that. I think he's a very quick horse. Number 6, Donut God, race number 7, Churchill Downs.
And Luis Saez, who knows how to get a horse out of the gate, is aboard him. So in the 7th race, the 6th, Donut God, the 6th horse in the 7th race, John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report. Don't forget, got a full Lindo Report today for Churchill Downs right now here at the South Point free of charge. A quick look, if you can, really quick, jockey trainer standings.
As far as the jocks go, Luis Saez is the leader. He's got 14 wins. Gaffalion second with 10. And then Brian Hernandez, Luan Machado, and Jaime Torres each have 7. Watch your lead 9, followed by Steve Asmussen with 8. And Brandon Walsh with 5.
All right, you're cutting out on us. So the favorites?
Favorites are hitting at 36% so far at Churchill, Ralph.
All right, thanks a lot, John. Appreciate that. We will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jack, who is standing by. Looked like he's pretty much bundled up for this cold morning here in Las Vegas. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. So let's see, going back to Seattle SLU and losing to J.O. Tobin, which is a farce if there ever was one. I believe it turned out that SLU ended up with a blood malady of some sort and was down to like 950 pounds. And if they were running today with all the vets, they probably wouldn't have allowed him to race.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no place on this planet where a healthy Seattle SLU would ever lose to a healthy J.O. Tobin. But that day, and I believe Billy Turner got fired over that. I think that was the end of Billy Turner's reign as the trainer of Seattle SLU. It was rather big muddled mess.
Yeah, you were right. Billy Turner did. That was the last time he ever trained Seattle SLU. But in any case, it was a day to remember there as far as the crowd was concerned. And we have our chatters that are chatting away on the website right now that are giving us all the remembrance of the old days at the racetrack when they were giving away all sorts of stuff to get you out there and go to the races. It was a fun time, that's for sure. All right. Well, we got racing today at the Big A at Aqueduct. And although it's sloppy at Churchill Downs, it's fast, firm, and perfect at Aqueduct today. And we have a pick six carryover exceeding $51,000, $51,725 and a nickel to be exact. And so let's find some winners there at Aqueduct today.
Well, I got a play in the fifth race on number 8, Chelsea's Choice for Billy Mott. This is third race in this filly's form cycle. Second really off a little freshening in August, then October. Now we're back here mid-November and Chelsea's Choice ran just so beautifully from the 11 post, but got a terrible setup in the race where the pace was kind of slow early and kind of accelerated away to the finish. And she lost all chance, but she really ran valiantly into that. And I think a nice normal step forward would be put her in the winner's circle. Of course, with young fillies, there's a chance of bouncing and stuff, so it wouldn't make her a 2-1 or less, but I think we got 5-2 or better. We're sort of on the better side of this play.
Okay.
So that's the 8 horse, Chelsea's Choice. Good win bet here. Play the 8 over the 1, 2, 4, 6, and 7. That's the 8 over the 1, 2, 4, 6, and 7. Reverse them, of course. And I'm going to press up 7, 8, 8, 7 for obvious reasons.
Okay. Well, okay. The 8 over 1, 2, 4, 6, 7 and reverse. You're going to bang another 7, 8, 8, 7. Of course, the 7 is ridden by Irad Ortiz Jr. And the 8, Chelsea's Choice, ridden by Joel Rosario for Bill Mott. Now, Bill Mott's main go-to guy is Junior Alvarado. I see that he's named on the 14 horse, Keep the Dream Alive. Wondering if that is also trained by Mott or if Alvarado just is riding for another trainer there.
The 14 was trained by Mott.
Okay, so
he was main track only, and he's been scratched.
Yeah, okay, so that there, he went to that horse, predicting that maybe it'd be main track only, and with that scratch there, Joel Rosario gets aboard Bill Mott's horse. So,
Rosario rode this filly last time.
So. Yeah, so it's what I'm trying to say is that people who know that Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado are a team together, and he usually puts him on first call. That is not the case with this horse because Rosario has ridden him before anyway, right?
Right.
Okay, good enough. Fifth race, again, the 8 over 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, a wide spread there, but the 4 horse is a nice big price, and I know why you have him in there, and then when the people get the power pages, they'll know why too. So fifth race, the 8 over 1, 2, 4, 8 over 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, and reverse. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Aqueduct is available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. That wraps up our almost Friday, Thursday show. When we come back, it will be Friday. Hopefully, God willing, and the crick don't rise. And in the meantime, Mr. Jerry Jackowitz has one thing to say, and you know he's going to say it for you.
race day, everybody.